Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
I gave him a very nice computer. I made it myself. Celeron. Might have been two things on there, that Celeron. Two, you know, double thing. You know what they have now? They got the two, you know what I mean? I think it was a Celeron 2 thing. Yeah. And that, you say that would not power your...
No, it did.
It, your computer. Why are you doing this? It doesn't sound any better when you do it. You can talk into like your L-shaped hand, but it sounds exactly the same.
Okay. Your computer is the one that's working right now.
Huh? Now you're doing the little tent over the nose and mouth thing. See, and that I can't hear that either when you do that.
Okay. No, you're.
Let's talk later. This Minecraft thing is just on your mind. Here's some local news that is. You know, we had some leftover news here. It doesn't fit. And this is actual true stuff here. And it seems like Eau Claire. Oh, no, actually, Oak Creek near Milwaukee there is kind of where it's all happening now. Here for this example, an Oak Creek resident says property was damaged after bachelorette party.
Oh, boy.
An Oak Creek resident called police February 4th to report property damage after renting her trailer to a friend for a bachelorette party. Go figure. There is damage in the trailer. According to the Oak Creek police report, resident in the something block of something called, police to report a friend damaged her property at 10:40 a.m., the caller told police she rented the trailer to her friend and her friend's friend. Oh, see, that's the problem.
Friend of a
you
friend.
Rent to a friend. You never rent to a friend's friend. Anyway, for a bachelorette party, and said that drinks were spilled that left stains on her carpet.
Oh, jeez.
Drink rings were left on her piano. Got a piano and a trailer. That's a nice trailer. And one of her beer mugs was missing.
Oh,
and possibly broken. She was advised the damage was a civil matter, not a police matter. That's just Oak Creek, though. And this is also Oak Creek. One savvy resident who refused to be conned realized quickly that the caller was trying to scam her when he changed his story several times during a botched attempt to steal her identity and money. According to the Oak Creek police blog, a woman called police at 4:50 p.m. January 23rd to report she had just received a scam telephone call from a private number. The caller, a man with a Middle Eastern or Indian accent, said he was with Internal Revenue and that she and her husband owed back taxes. When the woman denied owing taxes and questioned the caller further about who he actually was, the caller changed his story, told her he was from Publishers Clearinghouse. Oh, no, I had a couple of Publishers Clearinghouse. And that he was actually calling her to tell her she had just won a Mercedes-Benz and $242,000. Easy mistake to make. The caller later changed the amount she and her husband had allegedly won from Publishers Clearinghouse to $450,000 and told her he had a prize package for her to pick up at a specific location on 11th Avenue in Oak Creek, I presume. When she told him she wasn't going to pick up any packages, the caller said he would send troopers to her house to arrest her. If you win Publishers Clearinghouse, you must accept the $450,000 and the Mercedes, or they will send troopers to your house. When she told the caller to go ahead and send the troopers, he told her to call Publishers Clearinghouse herself to verify what she had just won. That's when the woman decided to call, end the call and contact police. The officer did trace the private phone number to an address on 11th Avenue, but there was no answer. The officer later reported it appeared that the caller had given her a random address and the scammer could not be found. So just keep your eyes out, ears out for that sort of thing. When they change their story like that, that's when an alarm goes off in mind. And finally, this is from Eau Claire. Eau Claire bowling alley worker rescues boy from ball return machine.
Aww.
It's a feel-good story. A toddler nearly pulled into a ball return machine after wandering down a lane at a Wisconsin bowling alley has been rescued by one of the alley's employees. The Leader Telegram of Eau Claire reported Thursday that employee Andy Gardner was on his way out the door after his shift last weekend when he heard some bowlers shouting. Not unusual in a bowling alley. Everyone had stopped bowling, said bowler Neil Haas, who was bowling for the first time at the alley. Then we saw this little guy on his hands and knees near the pin area. Then the little kid was dragged in the pit. Well, they have to clear the pins. That's automatic. Dragged into the pit where we were watching the pin setter come down. Wow. Gardner saw the boy cross a laser that triggers a mechanized bar that swoops down to clear the pins. The bar pulled the child along with the pins into the ball pit. Gardner ran down the lane at considerable risk to himself because those things are slippery. Turned off the machine, saving the child from harm. He got down there fast, Haas said. He didn't think twice about anything. He just reacted. Okay. Another bowler ran to help, brought the toddler back to his parents. He was crying and didn't want to move, but it didn't look like he'd been hurt.
Where were the parents?
They were at the bar. They were ordering another.
Of course.
It's bowling. What do you think? They're at the lanes? I slid him towards me on his belly a little bit, he added. That's nice. Nice touch. Gardner didn't get the name of the boy or his parents, who thanked him and apologized. So there you have it.
Feel good. Out of there.
Feel good story. Now, the question, of course, is really, could a toddler actually be returned in a ball return? It would take the right toddler. You'd have to be a short toddler and roundish. But it's hard to see you'd actually, you know.
Roll.
Yeah, yeah, because you got to go, there must be a tube or something. And you go, it would be that last turn that would get you, I think. That'd be pretty bad. But anyhow, I'm glad that turned out well. A little feel good. Let's go in the audience right now. What do you say?
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay. That's all true news, boy. That's. Do you have a 60-second delay? Anyone want to say something really obscene? We'll find out. Something they've been saving up. You know, always wanted to say that. We have a delay, don't we? Okay. Anyone want to try? We all said something really obscene. I don't trust this delay. We've had problems with this before. The guys are a little late reacting sometimes. It's a few second delay. I won't tell you how long. Are animal crackers a cracker or a cookie? Who wrote this? Dylan, it's a cartographer. Dylan? Marf? Marfarski? Yeah, what's your last name? Moriarty, I couldn't read that. Really? At your age? Huh? Yeah, okay, all right, fine. Find a different office, man. Unbelievable. Brad Olson from Stoughton, 8th grade math teacher. I gave my wife chocolates from Gail Ambrosius. She gave me tickets to this show. Who got the better deal? Where are they? Where are the old... Oh, they're way in back. I got to go way in back there. Okay. Oh, boy. No more shoveling for this guy. I don't care. Leave it. Give me the ticket. I got 2 tickets so far for not shoveling my walk, and I pay a guy to do it. Pay the guy to pay the tickets. What I should do, what I'm thinking... You have to shovel your own walk?
Yes, I do.
You
don't have a walk. I live in Stoughton, out in the country. So. Yeah.
That's where my guys come from. Oh, my God, you ruined my car. My whole career. I got nothing to say now. Cards, look what you've done. Oh, no, there goes your... That was really a good one. So, okay, now you got... What did you give her?
I gave her a box of chocolates from Gail Ambrosius.
Yeah, that's like expensive chocolate.
It's very nice chocolate, yes.
I got Walgreens Best for mine. they were $12.99. I thought that was pretty pricey. And did you appreciate those?
I loved them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they gone now?
No.
Are you one of those persons who eats a bite out of one and puts it back?
No.
You're committed.
Yes, I'm going to, one a day, I'm going to savor them.
Yeah. And what did you give him?
The tickets to the show.
Yeah.
Okay, and your feeling?
This is nice.
What do those chocolates run about? 20 something?
Yeah, they're up there.
20?
Yeah. I asked if they came with a guarantee.
Yeah. Oh, what sort of guarantee were you expecting?
Well, they said that they would taste each one of them for me, and I said that wasn't the guarantee I was looking for.
Okay, I'm going to leave the Olsons now and to their own devices. Nice to meet you, though.
Nice
thanks
to meet
for coming.
You.
Very nice. All messed up now, though. Look at, I canned green beans. When will it end? No, that we already did that. Oh, this is terrible. How did I survive 30 years of marriage to Horst? Oh, it's right over here. That's gonna be. Is that Horst?
Yes.
Hey, Horst.
Hi.
Is it been a long haul or what?
Very long haul. But I want to thank you today. I finally got an answer.
What?
He worked for 8 years in a German office. German.
East German office. East,
yes.
No, oh, East German.
Oh, West German. West German. Yeah. Okay. Did you meet Horst over there in Germany?
Yeah, actually, I was at the university here in Madison. I did a year abroad. Uh-huh. I was abroad.
He was your year abroad?
I was the broad for him.
I'm glad you said that and not me. You know? That wouldn't have. I would have got letters otherwise. So, yeah, and it, was it love at first, Horst?
Well, second. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it about Horst? I mean, but you say now, how did I survive 30 years? So.
Well, you know, you bring him over here to the U.S., and, you know, Germans just kind of mutate.
So they mutate into. I don't. I've never done it, so, I mean, I don't really. What is it? You bring a German over, and they're good over there, but not so good here?
Well, they transplant okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Yeah, now he's a chairman.
He's a chairman?
Chairman.
Chairman of the board?
I try to.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing over here all these years, Horst?
Well, right now I'm the manager of our household, meaning I'm looking for work. And otherwise,
What is your field?
Accounting, banking. And
is that why you left Germany? A little scandal or something?
No. Actually, I worked for an American bank over there, so I never really worked in.
Did you work for a German one over here? Just for reparations or something?
Yeah. Well, there aren't a lot of them around here.
No.
Especially not in Alaska.
No. Okay. Well, you should have thought about that before you moved, don't you think?
Yeah. Well.
Where did you think you were going, Horst? Well, you're in Hartz Mountain or something over there, and you come to Alaska. Not that different.
Well, I was so much in love with my wife, I didn't think anymore.
Yeah. I know. Now, you're with this woman all these years. And...
Well, I'm still so much in love with her. Slowly but surely.
And yet she says, how did I survive 30 years with... Is there such a thing as too much love?
I don't know.
I'm sure there is.
Well, you make a very nice couple, and I must say we have something for you for being such a lovely couple.
We do. We have something to lift your spirits on a cold winter day with delightful wines from the award-winning Wollersheim Winery.
For Carrie and Horst. Carrie.
Thank you.
Very lovely couple. 30 years, and they're still really a lovely couple. Why is it we stare down holes in ice? Signed, Don Fish. Come on, you're not Don Fish.
Yes, I am.
From Fishburg?
Reedsburg.
Oh, okay. Come on. Can I guess you stand up or something down just for a second here? Stand up. So you're an ice fisherman, huh?
Well, I try. It's not a very good endeavor, though. No. You stare down the hole and you think there's something down there, but you never find them.
That's the story of my life.
And then there's those guys up in Winnebago County that they dig a big hole. Yeah. They use a spear. Yeah. I don't understand that whole philosophy.
Yeah. You know? Well, that's a little, maybe a little easier.
Well, you know, they're big guys, so those big fish. And then you got to pull them up, and you got to.
Oh, you mean the sturgeons?
Yeah. With a name like mine, though, see, I'm a fish. If you take me out, you always come home.
Well, if we pulled a spear, something like you, I would take that home and try to revive it or something. I don't know. But it's not about the fishing, is it?
It's more of the liquid libations that you have. Yeah. I think that helps pass the time.
Yeah, because it's much easier to go to a piece of ice at 20 below zero and sit out there on your keg for 8 hours than to go to a tavern down the block.
Well, it keeps your beer cold and your spirit warm.
Yeah. It's also the camaraderie, no?
Well, sometimes.
Mainly not. Because a lot of those guys don't even talk to one another, do they?
Well, you got to look at the hole. You got to think about the fish.
What's going to happen in a damn hole? What is the point? What are you looking for?
Well, something's got to be down there. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you use for bait? Maybe you're using the wrong bait.
A hook. You got to put something on hook?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my problem, I think.
I mean, what's the best you've ever done pulling something out of a hook? What's the best fish?
I probably have got perch, but not very big ones. They're tasty, but they're not big. You know, it's just a challenge.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Don Fish. There you have it. The story behind Don Fish, more or less the entire story. Why are you tinkering around on that piano?
No reason.
Were you just doodling or what?
I was doodling, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Doodling or noodling.
Doodling in my mind from now on.
Yeah, trying to do that. Sounds much the same, actually. If you were an Olympic event, what would it be? I was thinking I could do the skeleton. You know, head first downhill is pretty much my life. I don't know. Where is Denise? You got one, Denise? I don't really have a winner's spot. I got to go all the way in front now. Because otherwise, Denise is going to be hurt. I don't actually have a winter sport or any sport of any season. I'm a man for no seasons.
You ever thought about curling? You know, I think you could be.
Oh,
a good
you know,
curler.
That's really hard. Those things are heavy. I did pitch a couple.
Did you?
Yeah, or whatever they call that. Roll them, pitch. Who does curling here? Anyone curl?
It's a stone. I don't curl, but it's a stone.
It's a stone, but what's the act of stoning it called? Huh?
Sliding?
Well, they sweep in front of it, but then you let her rip or something. I know there's a term for it. I watched the curling. I saw the Americans beat the Japanese. Do they curl in Japan? That's really cool, I think. I don't know why, but something about that I really like. What? Where? Denise?
Yes.
Denise Leisure. Come on, Denise. Denise. It's been too long. So you have I bet you have an event, don't you?
Actually, I don't.
No,
I don't. I exercise. I run and I walk.
You seem very fit.
I am.
But what do you do in the winter? I noticed. What do you do in the winter?
I run and I walk outside.
You run and you walk?
Yeah, I power walk and I run.
Oh, you power walk.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think I'd like to try walking.
Isn't it kind of embarrassing to power walk?
I don't do it the right way.
Can we see how you do it?
No, come over here.
Would you mind? I just want to see you power walk. I really do. I don't know what it is. It just came over me. Power walk for us.
I'm glad this isn't a TV show.
Power walk. Come on.
I don't know how to do it again.
Well, just how do you do it?
I just watch it.
Well, just see you do it. Denise. Yeah, I'm going to be thinking about that. Denise. Thanks very much. I forget your question, but... Let's talk again sometime. Power walking. Yeah, that's... What? What are you doing? What are you doing here? You're the technical guy, aren't you? What are you doing with the camera? Turn it off! Turn it off! Sorry, last time. What is the meaning of life? Cranks. What is the difference between small talk radio and big talk? I don't know. Never made it to big talk radio. Do you have a 6-second delay or back to that? These all got messed up. I really had it all planned out here.
Nice.
What's the worst thing you've ever eaten? Your favorite dog? I like a puggle. Oh, drug. Oh, sorry. Does anyone ever really like eating those little Valentine candy hearts? How did you behave when you had a sub in school? Oh, this is from a sub teacher, substitute teacher, Kathy Brown. Iowa City?
I'm over here.
Kathy Brown? Oh, hello, Kathy Brown, Iowa City.
Yep.
How are you?
Good.
Come on up. Say hello. Do you power walk?
I run.
That's my new line now in a bar. Say, say.
Denise is my sister.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. She seems like a good one.
She is.
Yeah. Fun, you guys hang out together. And
yep.
Despite being sister-in-laws.
Despite?
No, sometimes it doesn't work out so good, but it looks like you guys would work out.
We get along.
Yeah. It was your question there? You're a sub.
Uh-huh. Yeah. For 22 years I was. Yeah. Now I'm retired.
Yeah.
And I think I got my answer to the question when you were talking to BJ.
Yeah.
You were saying you like to entertain the students around you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was a regular teacher, though. But they treated me like a sub.
Oh, no.
They would throw things. They locked me in the coat closet one time.
So when you were a student, I bet you were a class clown.
No, I honestly, just the person ahead and to either side. That was my limits. Because otherwise you had to talk loud.
Well, sometimes that's enough.
Yeah. Did you ever want to go from sub to being a full-time teacher?
No.
Why? What's the advantage of being a sub? Because you leave, it's like being an uncle, right? You leave the kids at the end of the day.
You don't take your work home with you. And yeah, you have a nice schedule. And
excellent. Excellent. And where are you from? Iowa City.
Iowa City.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How's life in Iowa City these days?
Fun. Good. We're watching the Hawkeyes play basketball. As a matter of fact...
Oh, do they play basketball? I had no... When did they start that?
Right now.
When did they start that? They're pretty good, I guess, this year, huh?
Yep. They're playing as we speak.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's wish them the whatever. Because they are the Hawkeyes, I wrote. Thank you very much, Kathy. We're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz. And let's just go through the rest of this real quick here. See if they... Okay, that's pretty much everything. Guess it didn't matter that much. Again, a chance for you to play the What Do You Know quiz simply by showing an indication. Thank you so much for stopping me. Yes, come right down here. This I'll meet you over here, and we'll find out what you know. On the What You Know quiz, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, you are?
Caitlin Fish. Go with that one over there.
Oh, dear. If I would have known that, I might have thought twice about it. Who is that guy to you?
Dad. That's my father, yeah.
You ever go fishing with him? Ice fishing?
Ice fishing, no. Regular fishing, yes, but it's been a while.
Caitlin, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
I would be the second generation in this family to be on your show. Yeah, my mom was on the show years and years ago up in
Wausau. The whole fish family. We got the whole string of you on the show. Okay, come on. That's perfect. Yeah, come on, we'll go this way. It's shorter this way. Operator. This is the only fish we haven't gotten yet. Haven't caught. Now we got you. Who's a bit over here? So do you like the fish, though?
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's a little boring sometimes.
Yeah. What does your dad actually do when he's not fishing?
He designs kitchens and sells cabinetry.
Yeah, cabinetry. Well, that's a pretty good deal. Yeah. And what are you doing these days?
I'm a grad student, law student.
Oh, you are, huh? Mm-hmm. What kind of law are you going to do?
Immigration law.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. It's Caitlin, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Immigration law. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And is that here at the UW?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm in my first year, so I don't know a whole lot yet.
Torts. And the torts?
We're taking that right now. So
they get the torts out of the way there. What are torts, anyhow, besides things you eat?
Well, that's with an E at the end.
Yeah.
Torts are kind of damages to other people.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. You're going to get through this easily. That's always first year, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, that's one of the required classes.
Is it harder the first year? Is that they try to weed people out right off the bat?
I think that one, and we're also taking property right now. I think those are going to be weeder courses. It'll kind of, I don't know. They're all different.
Yeah.
They're very different conceptually, and the professor always makes a difference too. So.
Yeah. How hard is law? I mean, I thought about going to law school. I was my fallback position. I could go to law school. Well, I could always go to law school. You know, I had to do something. Yeah.
I mean, it's always a little terrifying when your grade is, you know, the one test at the end of the semester, and so everything's on that, but I mean, it's a
really?
Lot of fun.
Really? That's what it comes down to?
For some of my classes, yeah, just the one test.
Yeah. And is it, like, impossibly hard?
Well, I mean, it's just you have to make sure you get, like, 4 hours or 8 hours, depending on the professor, and you just essentially vomit in an organized fashion as much information as you can on the page and hope that some of
it organized
makes sense.
Vomit, is that legal ease?
Yes.
We call them depositions. Okay, well, that's really cool, actually. And then, and you're still looking forward to that? That hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So that's cool. That's excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations and good
Thank
luck.
You.
Obviously, you don't need it. You'll do well. Because the old man's getting out of the business. He's just going to fish full-time now. So someone's got to provide.
Yes.
Let's face it. Well, Caitlin, you know, some out there plays along with you, and how does that work again there?
People who want to play the quiz pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WHA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW, and they answer this...
WHACK-NOW?
WHACK-NOW, yeah. And answer this qualifying question.
WHACK-NOW? Anyway, do you ever ice fish up there? You're Canada.
I would love to go ice fishing, actually. I've never been.
How can you be Canadian and not have ice fished?
I don't know. Nobody ever invited me. I don't have a shack of my own. What do they do in there?
Oh, you'd be welcome really in anybody's shack, is what I feel.
Yeah. I think it sounds like fun for about 45
minutes. By the way, do you power walk at all?
Occasionally. In the spring. Not in the middle of the winter, though.
Okay. I'll wait. Okay, so I ask about qualifying questions?
Yeah, you have to choose one. Somebody's going to call.
All right, here is a question. The question is, why is current events, why is a Loch Ness Monster not in the news? That's the question. If you don't, give us a call here at, what is that number again?
1-800-942-5669.
Or WHACK NOW?
Yes, or what? No.
I don't know. Okay, Paul's on the line here from Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Paul.
How are you?
How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm thankfully starting to defrost.
Where are you right now, Paul?
Well, we're actually, I'm in the sun. I'm over by Pinnacle Mountain, which is a big mountain we like to hike here in Little Rock.
Yeah. How's the reception there? Phone reception, pretty good?
It's very good. Is it good? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you cut off once in a while. Well, that's good. What are you doing up there doing, Paul?
I'm going to go hike.
You're just going to walk around? I never understood the concept of a hike, tell you the truth. It leaves me cold.
I think in Australia it's called a walkabout. Here we just kind of walk in a circle until we get lost and found again.
What's the point of it, though? Are you trying to get somewhere?
it's just exercise. I'm trying to get rid of my... protruding midsection.
Oh, no, you can't. That's part of your charm, Paul, and all of ours.
Well, I'll tell my wife.
Paul, why is the Loch Ness Monster not in the news?
Well, is it because the Loch Ness Monster is belly up or is dead? Speaking of bellies.
Can we accept that? Or?
Well, I don't know what the answer is, so I can't tell you whether it's acceptable or not.
I know, that's what
hey,
I like about you.
Scotland,
that's one of the things I like.
My mother's from Scotland, and I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so...
Okay, that's good enough for me. Yeah. They don't know. There have been no sightings of the Loch Ness Monster, so it may very well be dead. This is the first year in 90 years there have been no sightings of the Loch Ness Monster. So we are worried, so we can accept your answer.
Get thee to the Ness. Keep an eye out.
Yeah. To the lock. Paul, this is Caitlin.
Hey, Paul.
Hello, Caitlin.
She's in law school now, so you got a good partner here.
Is that K-A-I-T-L-Y-N?
C-A-I-T-L-I-N. Oh. The original Irish Gaelic way to spell it.
That's the way to do it. Go with that. Okay. What field are you in when you're not in the field?
I'm outstanding in my field.
You are?
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm in the sales profession. I work primarily with car dealers and motorcycle dealers and RV dealers and try to teach them how to sell more and make more money.
Oh, yeah. I got to talk to you.
Yeah.
I could use some sales technique.
Call me sometime.
Paul, Caitlin, two of you work together as a team. We have various categories, have we not, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Paul, you take the first one. What would you like?
Well, let's say things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention.
Let's say that. Okay, this is things you should have learned in Hebrew school. Subcategory. Not for everyone. Would the patriarch Abraham have walked a mile for a camel?
Would the patriarch Abraham have walked a mile for a camel?
I guess what I'm saying is, were there actually camels in the Middle East at the time of Abraham? They certainly appear in the Bible. I want to know, in fact, if there were camels at the time of the patriarch Abraham, Old Testament.
Caitlin, I would say
I don't know. I mean, yeah. It seems like a trick question because if they wrote about them, you would think they were there.
Yeah. But why would he ask it then? Is that what you think?
Well, I think he was a philosophical kind of person, always asking a lot of questions.
Could be.
I don't know. What are your thoughts, Paul?
Doesn't strike me that way, though.
Yeah, it just seems a little, I think it's a trick question in the lack of obvious. I'd say my initial thought would be yes, but I would say no. He would not walk a mile. Because if he had a camel, why would he walk a mile? He would just get on the camel.
Okay.
That's also a valid point.
But you have to factor in the humorous phraseology, though, in the whole question, too.
Oh, phraseology. I wasn't considering phraseology.
No. So you're saying
so, yes,
no?
Yes, he would walk a mile. Yes, well.
You're saying no, that that there were, in fact, no camels around in the time of Abraham the patriarch?
Yes.
Yes, you're saying no, or yes, you're saying yes?
Yes, I'm saying no.
Are you agreeing, Paul?
Michael, if you agree, then I agree.
I'm not part of this, Paul.
Oh.
So you're saying
yes,
no, there were no camels?
Right.
That's right. That's absolutely right. There were no camels. They made it all up. Makes you wonder how much of it they made up. All right, so...
That is one right and zero wrong.
Okay. And what's left there,
the
Sarah?
Categories left are current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Caitlin?
Let's do odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Could be anything. Which produces more milk, cows with sons or cows with daughters? This assumes you just if you're a cow and you just had this son or daughter, and we want to know which.
I would say cows with daughters.
Oh, why would you say that, Paul?
Because it just was the first answer came to my mind.
I can see why you're in sales. Yes.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yes, very much. 1,000 pounds more milk. If you have a daughter, assuming you're a cow, that's over 2 gestation lactation periods.
Mysterious.
Very interesting.
The world is an amazing place.
Yeah, that is 2 right and 0 wrong.
I don't think there were cows in the Old Testament either, were there?
I don't remember any. Bulls, there were bulls, right?
Bulls, yeah.
Therefore, that would imply that there may have been
cows.
Oh,
yeah, good point. Thank you.
Ah, deduction. Okay, so the categories remaining are current events.
Because you couldn't have bulls if you didn't have cows.
Exactly.
And vice versa.
I would say you move on.
You win that round, Paul, but you get nothing for it.
Current events, people, places, or science?
Okay, Paul.
Say that again. Persons,
say that again.
Current events, people, places, or science.
Again.
Let's go current events.
You want it again, Paul?
500, Michael. Yes.
Current events.
Yes.
Okay. A sinkhole with good taste in Kentucky swallowed 8 what? 8
Corvettes.
What?
Corvettes. Yeah.
Corvettes. Oh, that was too easy. Okay. Holy cow! That's it. They won.
Holy cow.
Are they done, though? No.
Well, that's up to them. They could be done and get some prizes, or they could risk it all on getting one more question, well, answer right, and then they could win the mother load.
So that's it. Get it wrong, they lose everything, though, right?
This is before noon on a Saturday. Big choice to make.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done.
Caitlin, I've always listened to the show, and I've always wanted the kielbasa of prizes.
Giant kielbasa. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Cornucopia, yeah. Kielbasa. Whatever you want to call it. It's mythical.
Well, what do you say, Caitlin?
Doesn't matter.
I say we go for it. We've made a pretty good team so far.
They're going for it. Let us encourage them. As the patriarch Abraham once said. Yes, so what's left then?
People, places, or science?
Caitlin? Ooh.
Let's do...
People kind of survey results, places kind of places.
Let's do...
Science kind of science.
Let's do science.
Science it is, then. A shark will always approach you from one of the following directions. Is it starboard? Starboard, excuse me. Port or keister?
The business end.
The business end, but they're slippery, so you got to be careful.
Okay, so starboard is the front, port is the rear, is that right?
Huh?
No,
one's the right, one's the left, and one's the back. Port is left, thank you.
Okay.
sailor. We got a sailor.
I'm not sure that sharks are necessarily political, so I wouldn't think they would come from the left or the right.
Yeah. Keister is non-political.
They just come from the terrifying direction, whichever one that is.
Yeah.
That's behind you, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you think the keister?
I'd say go with that.
That's probably what they see first thing in the water there. Keister with legs.
Is below an option?
Good point. I object.
I'm thinking keister, Caitlin. I don't know, because left or right would just seem kind of arbitrary.
Keister?
I
think he says keister.
Because otherwise, like, if they're already on the left, then they'd have to swim around to come to
look
the
at you. Because there might be someone they know, and they like Will Ferrell. You know, it could be Will Ferrell or something.
Yeah, I say behind the keister.
Keister. Keister, Paul?
Keister.
Happy keister, yes.
Caitlin, you've won the quintessential What Do You Know prize, a pair of fantastically plastic flamingos arrayed in badger red and white from Pink Ink. And then think ahead to spring, reading Marcia Carmichael's Putting Down Roots, Gardening Insights from Wisconsin's Early Settlers from the Wisconsin Historical Society Press. Look forward to keeping your libation cold on some hot day long in the future with a can cooler from Frank's Diner in Kenosha. And delight in the simple gifts of an Appalachian spring with the CD What Do You Know About Copeland with 100% fun liner notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Paul, you've won a bright and shiny gem for your coin collection, the exclusive What Do You Know Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter, featuring the fabulous Feldmingo and our founding father, Feldman. Then appreciate the return of our six-legged friends with a colorful Yipes bug pin from the Joy Fritz studio. Keep the sun from your eyes wearing a baseball cap from QP Racine. Fight cabin fever with the Louise Malls Cryptogram a Day from Sterling Publishing. And keep hope alive playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including questions, contestants, and the eternally renewable Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
Caitlin, thanks for playing. Good luck in all you pursue.
Thank you, Michael. You make my Saturday.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. And hang on. We'll make sure you get an address from you. Thanks for playing.
Hey, Peoria, What Do You Know fans, Michael and the gang will be in your neck of the woods on Saturday, March 22nd. Come to the Five Points Theater in Washington, Illinois to be part of the show.
Peoria.
Tickets for this special broadcast are available at notmuch.com.
Big gals.
Bringing the whole gang here to Monona Terrace for a live What Do You Know broadcast. Just go to notmuch.com for special group pricing and get your tickets today. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer, with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Our technical director is Tom Blaine, with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Kohlberg.
Thanks for coming, you guys. Thanks for listening at home there. Join us again next week right here on What Do You Know? Boys in the Band.
PRI, Public Radio International.